third-year head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. And first off, Coach, I don't think that I've met you. Great to meet you finally. And I know the first 2 years at Brookside, you're making those baby steps, kind of getting things going. And there's some excitement over in Sheffield for this coming season.
Yeah, we have some experience. We have some experience back, and I'm excited. I think the staff's excited, and the team is excited. So, you know, their guys over the last couple of years, my first 2 years, was establishing a little bit of culture and a little bit of program. And, you know, last year we went 2-8, and we were 2-8 the first year, but 2-8 last year was a little bit different than 2-8 the first year. We had a different schedule and played some teams, and we're in some games that we weren't in year one. And I think people are excited to get out and see us this year.
I would think over 20 letter winners, as I see. That's the first thing you mentioned in the information you gave us. That's got to have you and the program excited.
Absolutely. And we don't have a lot of guys. You know, our numbers are going to be around 25 or so. But 20 of them are guys that have got experience over the next couple of years. So they've been playing for 2 years for me. So they know the program. They're ready. And they get after, and we have great senior leadership. We got a senior class that's awesome. They have a lot of guys, and biggest senior class that I've had since we've been there, and we're excited about their leadership and game one next week and tomorrow. I mean, we're going over to Byers Field. I mean, great venue tomorrow to go against Parma, and then next week it's against Wycliffe. Team was in the playoffs last year, went deep into the playoffs, and they're coming over to our place, and you know we're gonna see what happens.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know, I remember last year talking to you, Coach, on our Saturday wrap-up shows, you constantly were preaching that culture, building that culture, kind of changing the tide there at Brookside. And I know numbers-wise, you just said it maybe didn't necessarily pay off there. But just being around the kids this summer, did you get a sense of more pride putting on that Brookside uniform and getting out there for practice each and every day?
Absolutely. Our guys, I can't say enough about the old guys and the way that they're leading.
Good.
We put a lot of emphasis into the leadership going into this season, and from the weight room to the off season to the summer to what we're doing right now, they've done a phenomenal job. And you know, it's things that you have sometimes where you don't want to ask the kids to do anything. These guys, it's just, what can we do, Coach? You know, what can we do differently? And you ask them everything to do, and they want you to. They're just eager to be coached and eager to win. So that's what we're going to do.
I imagine Kenny is kind of the face of that, right? I mean, he oohs and ahs me on Twitter with some of the highlights that I see and that he shares. I mean, I got to imagine he, again, is kind of the face of that leadership movement with your team.
Yeah, Kenny's our guy. And my job is, I'm switching over from the defensive side to the offensive side. And Max is here. Our guy's going to be calling defense this year. But it's getting more guy touches. You know, like if you have one guy and everybody can focus on one guy, stuff to
right
when you get against good teams to get things going.
Sure.
We got other guys. We got a back in the backfield, Michael Gomes, Jake Montgomery outside, Ryan Scott at tight end. So we have some weapons, and it's about staying healthy. Our guys up front staying healthy, you know, and that's going to be the key to our success this year. Tough schedule and for a reason, you know, and I think we have a pretty good football team, and it's just about our coaches getting the guys in the right spots, the right times, and when it comes down to those football games, because there's not going to be too many blowouts. It's going to be close games, and we need to do the things we need to do to win those ball games.
Yeah.
Again, we're joined by Scott O'Donnell. He's in his third year as head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. The Cardinals will open up the season a week from tomorrow at home, taking on Wycliffe. They've got Cuyahoga Heights and Chagrin Falls as their other non-league games, and then they get in to the LC8. And, Coach, now that you're in your third year, you've been around the league a little bit. Just your overall thoughts on the competitiveness of the LC8 and maybe where you think you might fit in there. Are you ready to start to take that next move up the ladder a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're a respected team. You know, talking to these guys, and it's awesome. The other guys, Ryan and Grizz and Jason and my, you know, Mike, it's awesome. We're a big family in the LC8, which is really good. I mean, the last place I was at, that didn't happen.
Sure.
You know, on the east side, there wasn't too many friends in the conference. We're all friends, but obviously when it gets to facing those guys, and we got three big ball games, they're going to get us ready for the LC8, and it's a battle. Week in and week out in the LC8, these great coaches in the LC8, and it's a battle.
Yeah.
It's a battle each and every week, and, you know, you got to give the tip to Grizz with his guys that he's got coming back. But Ryan did a great job last year. Jason does a great – they all do. And so you're in for a battle each and every week, and love the conference. Like that you could be friends and still be a competitor and get after it each and every week. And but I'm excited, and I'm excited at what you say, our progression up into the next tier. I think we're starting to climb out of that cellar kind of, and it goes to the culture and what's expected, and that's the big key. You got to win football games. We win football games. I think that number changes, you know, with depth, and people are going to start wanting to be around. And I think there's people want to be around a program now because they sense that. They sense that excitement. So, and now it's just about making it happen next Friday.
Seems like there's a fine line sometimes in the LC8. The teams are so competitive and so even. What is maybe that one or two things that can make the difference between a win or a loss as you try to make that? I mean, do you think about that, and you try to think of what are two or three things we can tweak to maybe give ourselves a better chance?
Right. I you know what? They come down – every game comes down to five plays. They always talk about it. You got to win three out of those five plays, whatever those are. You know, and a lot of times it's turnovers. The turnover ratio, when you get two equal teams on the field or semi-equal teams, it comes down to those five plays. Who wins those three out of the five? You know, whether it's a punt, you know, a punt return, a big score, a big play. Who wins those five big plays? You know, we got to win three of them. And that's something we got to do offensively. On offense, I talked about our kids. Big players make big plays in big situations. And that's what we need. Can't only be Kenny.
Right.
It's got to be Michael in the backfield. It's got to be Carson if he's in the backfield or catching a pass. Ryan catching a tight end. Jake outside making one. You need more guys to do that. You know, if as an offense you come in, I know as a defense coordinator, you got one guy or two guys, a lot easier to stop than having five, six guys, a tight end, a wide out, a running back, a quarterback. So, I think we have that as long as we stay healthy, and that's going to be my biggest challenge is keeping these guys going up front, keeping them healthy. You know, and that's a challenge for us. But if we do that, I think we could be really good this year.
Well, for you trying to sell kids on, hey, we want to get you more touches, I can't imagine that's a difficult conversation to have. What kid ever says, no, I don't want the ball more, coach? I mean, even they, they're all teammates. They love each other, sure. But even they got to be, you know, hey, Kenny always gets his name called. Maybe I want to get in on the show as well. So I got to imagine that sort of makes it easy for you in that regard.
Yeah, and you, it's not they don't want the touches. It's giving the guys the touches that can go the distance.
Right.
That's the key. And getting the ball in those situations when you can get them the ball, depending on what you're getting on the defensive side of the ball. And that's my challenge, you know. And I think we have some good weapons, and my job of how to utilize them and get those guys equal touches so they can't just focus on Kenny.
Yeah. I wanted to go back to something you said earlier. You mentioned it comes down to five plays. You've got to win three of them. I would think the interesting thing that you tell your players is you never know when those five plays are. I mean, a lot of times in sports, people look at the ninth inning of a baseball game or 1 minute to go in a basketball game or late in the fourth quarter of a football game. But you never know when those five plays are coming, and you don't know if they're offense, defense, special teams. Is that something that you try to tell the kids to keep them focused from the beginning to the end?
Absolutely. And it starts with days like today. You know, today for all of us, most of us got scrimmages that are here tomorrow. So today's about putting yourself in that situation, trying to get your team ready for those situations the day before a game. And it's focus. And it's not easy. It's not easy with high school kids. Their minds are everywhere. You know, they're everywhere you could imagine with all kinds of different things besides football. So when it comes to football and you're talking about those things, you're exactly right. You don't know. Is it the first play of the game? Is it the fifth play, the 15th, the 30th, or the 60th play of the game that's going to be one of those five? And are you going to be part of one of those five? Offensively, defensively, special teams. What are you going to do to be part of one of those big plays that makes the difference for us? So you're right. You're exactly right. And you got to stay focused, and you got to play every single play because you never know when it's going to happen.
Give us a key or two if the Cardinals are going to take that next step, have some success, and have you set some team goals? Anything that you'd be willing to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal right away, obviously, you know, win week one against Wycliffe. Step two is to be competitive and win the LCA and then get into the playoffs and compete for a state title. And people say, Coach, you're crazy. And I said, no. You know, I talked to our old guys about that. That's what I expect. That's what I expect to do. And, you know, up front, we're going to have to – we're not real deep. It's no secret. We don't have a lot of guys up there. So if we can stay healthy and we progress up front, our skill is pretty darn good. We got some weapons. I think we can shock some people.
Yeah, absolutely. What's something big you're expecting out of the scrimmage tomorrow against Parma?
So I want to establish the line of scrimmage. We played Bay last week. It was our first scrimmage, and they control the line of scrimmage. They're a good football team, and I scheduled that scrimmage because I knew exactly. We went over there with 17, you know, due to kids being sick and some other things,
sure.
And we went over there and hold our own. I mean, they got the better of us, but we held our own going against Bay, which is a very good football team.
Yeah.
Going over to Parma tomorrow, I expect to be successful. I expect to go over there offensively, defensively, and it's a half of football. I expect to win that football game.
Yeah.
That half of football, I guess you would say. You know, and then in the second half, our kids get better, get some experience, and, you know, get better.
Scott, when you're a program that, total win-wise, it's been a little bit of a struggle, although it has gotten better, as you mentioned. How important is that preseason, those non-conference games, just to kind of get things turned around a little bit with some early success in the non-conference? Is it that important, or is it more, hey, I want to play teams that I don't care if we go 1-3 if it gets me ready for the LCA?
Nah. And so people would call me crazy, like at this at Brookside, they go, you guys are playing these teams? For, you know, you're an Eastside coming over there. Is it why you're playing them because they're Eastside team? No, we're playing, they're good football teams. You know, could we schedule other teams that maybe in theory on paper that we could win those football games? That doesn't get us. I'm preparing this football team to win, to get better, and to win a title. That's how I believe it should be done.
Yeah.
And you could say, Coach, you were 2-8 last year. Well, guess what? That's my mentality. Our kids know that, and they expect that, and it's just taking that next step. You know, those three football games are going to get us ready. You know, Wycliffe's, we played Cuyahoga Heights last year. They got us, but if there was another quarter, I think we could have squeaked that out because we had a bad first quarter. And then Chagrin Falls, the hell of a football team. They do really well. They've been in a title. They run, you know. Coach retired last year, and he's done a well job. They got a new coach in, but he's going to do the same thing. And so after three games going to the conference, we're going to know where we are.
Yeah, you know, Al Martin over at Cuyahoga Heights, he kind of knows what he's doing a little bit.
A little bit. Kirtland, the only one that Kirtland stumbles with once in a while, if it's anybody, you know, Tiger does, is Al. So yeah, we went over there last year, and you know, take that first quarter out, we were – and that's the difference, I think, from year one to year two. Year one, if we played a team like that, we're down 30, 40 before we blink. And year two, we're in there at the end of the game. We just ran out of time.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was 28, 21 or whatever it was, and we ran out of time. You know, I think we started to progress and do well, and that's where we're going to play. That's where I see this program. That's how you change a culture. That's how you change a program, by playing those kind of teams. Get your kids ready for a title.
Now that you're in your third year, the kids, they know you. You know them a little bit. I've talked to some other coaches about that. How much is that? How much easier is it for you now that you're not sitting there introducing yourself to everybody? They know your style, your system. They know
right.
What you're going to do. Has that made the job a little easier?
It's easier for everything. It's easier sitting over here coming to this thing and knowing like three or four coaches. But for the kids, I know. Like year one, I figuring out who is where, who are you, and literally the season was figuring that out, where kids should be and that kind of stuff. Now you have some semblance of who those kids are going into year two. Year three, I know these guys, you know, and I know their strengths and their weaknesses, and I know where they're going to be successful. So it's my job to put them in situations to be successful.
Coach, this is my last one for you and a carbon copy of some of the questions we've asked these other coaches. But, you know, the OHSAA made some changes with the playoff structure, sort of the way your summer schedule worked out, lessening some days, adding more days earlier. Just your overall thoughts on the direction they went this summer with that.
So the summer stuff didn't change us too much. I mean, we went helmets probably more than we did in the past, but kids are kids. You got to let them be kids, you know, and they have their summer, and our kids, you know, I'm trying to establish that football is number one at Brookside, and got a little ways to go that way, you know. Vacations get planned around the football stuff, and we're not there yet. We're still not there because I still got kids in August doing that, but hopefully we'll get there eventually. You know, as far as the playoff, hey, I'm going to tell you, for us, we got in last year. We went down and played Clyde, the returning state champions, and it was awesome. Some coaches would say, why would you? You're 2-8. You're going to go play Clyde. Why would you do that? You know, and some people would say you don't deserve to be. I think it was a great experience for our kids, you know, and people question why the OHSA is doing it, and I'm not going to even get into that. It's a great opportunity, and I expect us to be in the playoffs come week 10. So,
well, Coach, just want to wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming out, talking to us. We've got the Brookside Cardinals as you're going to open up league play over at Clearview. I know that's one of the real rivalries in Lorain County. Brookside over at Clearview in week 4 opens up LC8 play. We'll have that on stream too, and hopefully we'll get you a couple more times this year as well. But
good.
Enjoyed the conversation, and best of luck this year.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
That's our pleasure.
Go Cards.
There you go. There's Scott O'Donnell, the head football coach. Coach, make sure you take some Forecast magazines with you. We got a bunch over there. Take them to your kids, whatever. There's a
whole stack. Oh, yeah.
Whole stack of them over there, too, if you need them. Oh.